Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecticut Sausage, Hafford EMS, the Sarge Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Well, for the first time in 2024, we have baseball on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as the Biloxi Shuckers get set to open their 2024 season on a Friday against the Montgomery Biscuits. But first, it is an exhibition game against the number 4 ranked team in Division II of Junior College in the Pearl River Wildcats. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. Champic Plank alongside you on a gorgeous night for baseball in Biloxi, Mississippi. 69 degrees, mostly sunny, and not a cloud in sight after a couple of cloud-filled days on the Mississippi Gulf Coast going back to Monday. It is an exciting year for the Biloxi Shuckers. It's a roster that got released on Monday morning that features 18 different returning players. It also features 20 different players that played at the AA level just last year. They'll be managed by a new man this year in Joe Arolt, who joins the Shuckers after a lengthy career in high A and A ball throughout his coaching career. He enters today with 965 career wins over 16 seasons as a manager, 13 of those coming in the Milwaukee Brewers organization. Pearl River enters today 36-5 on the season. They're winners of 23 in a row, including a perfect 16-0 record in conference play. But first things first, time to check in with the brand new man at the helm. Joe Arolt joins us next as the first pregame interview of 2024. Right after this, you're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and cruising 100.9 FM, 1240 AM.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got Connecticut sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Connecticut sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at ConnecticutSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Hi, this is Joe Arolt. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Well,
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Baseball back on the coast. Shuckers Pearl River Wildcats getting underway for a 6:35 p.m. first pitch in the team's exhibition game. And it's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. And for the first time in Biloxi, we're joined by Shuckers manager Joe Arol. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Team in Biloxi, you're in Biloxi. How exciting is it to finally be in the ballpark you're going to be playing in this year?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, getting here day one, meeting Hunter Reed, everything, all the front office, and, of course, having the players, a lot of them that I've managed in the past, getting used to the town of Biloxi, being around, I'm loving it so far.
How you enjoying it? Last year you were in Appleton, you've been in Zebulon, North Carolina, you've been in Brevard County in Florida, but you're here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast?
I'm loving it. This is kind of feels like home to me, being a Florida boy. You know, the temperature, I know it's snowing in Appleton right now, so at least I don't have to wear pants too much to and from the ballpark.
75 degrees and sunny here in Biloxi tonight. Team arrival yesterday, first workout last night. How good was it to get the guys out there?
That was great. I mean, getting to know Jeff and Lori in the clubhouse, you know, they did a great job. It's always a tough day, the first day, handing out uniforms, getting everything set. But we got our offices set, video room, everything. We're locked in. The field looks great. I know we got a new infield, and looking forward to getting out there and playing tonight.
The end of spring finished up just a couple of days ago, but you guys got in a couple of night games. How is that, being able to have a couple of night games to finish out the spring training slate?
That's great. We started doing that a few years ago, and just getting the guys acclimated to night games. I mean, we play pretty much all spring. We're at 1 o'clock, so to get those last few days at night, kind of get them acclimated, sleeping in, and getting used to a regular schedule.
Does that help you at all, getting that schedule for your side of things ready to go for the season?
I'm good either way. You give me the game time, I'm ready to go. But have a little extra time, maybe hit a first watch or some nice breakfast place. Well, I'll have to get some tips from you for the best breakfast places around here in Biloxi.
This is a roster, too, that you said it. You've managed a lot of these guys, but it's also a lot of guys that have been on this field, in this clubhouse, in a Shuckers uniform. 18 returners, which is an absurd amount of returners. First off, how easy does it make your job to be able to have so many guys that have been here before and been in AA before?
Oh, that's great, especially at this level in the Southern League. You know, you only have the eight teams, so you're playing a lot of the same guys. But to have an experienced group like this, it's great for me.
And what's the experience like for those guys to pass on to the younger guys who maybe have not played a lot in AA or getting their first taste of AA?
I think just getting a feel for the league, letting them know. I mean, we do have a lot of veterans over here, you know, and they, you know, can take a young buck under their wing and get them going.
What's it been like for you getting a feel for the league and getting ready for a league? But again, like you said, you're only seeing seven other teams throughout the year.
I mean, it's typical baseball for me. You know, I think I've mentioned it before, but, you know, back in the day, the Southern League, pitchers were hitting. Back when I played, I was in the league 94, 95, a little bit in 97. So I know what the Southern League's like, the heat and all that stuff. But, you know, it's just another grind. Now it's regular baseball. Get after it.
And you talked about it. You've been in this league before. How funny is it to be back in this league now as a manager all these years later?
I love it. I mean, being able to move up a level and to be with these guys, you know, the higher level of competition, I'm real excited about it.
Who impressed you later half of spring coming into the regular season for you guys?
I'd say all of them. I mean, just their work ethic, how they went about their business. Of course, you know, Ethan Murray had a real good season last year, had a good spring. A lot of the guys, Ernesto Martinez, I'm naming the guys, you know, especially like Martinez coming back. I'm really glad that we re-signed him. Looking forward to a big season from him. And, of course, you got your top dogs, Wilkin and Brown, top picks. They both had a good spring as well.
With Ernesto at first, the defensive ability is incredible, but the ability to do the splits, you've seen it firsthand for a number of years, but it is really impressive to see in real life.
It's definitely impressive. I am not going to attempt that. I might be on the shelf for a while, but the fans love it. He gets after it, plays with energy every day. He's fun to watch.
Yeah, you and me both, we're both ending up in the aisle if we decide to do the splits.
Done. Absolutely done if I tried that.
It happened while you guys were out in the field, but Jackson Chourio just hit his first big league home run. He was a guy that you had for a brief stint in Wisconsin, but about 35 games. How fun is it to be able to see not only Jackson, but former guys that you manage up in the big league level doing big things for a Brewers team that is on the younger side of things in baseball?
I love it. I mean, just it was right before we went out on the field, so we got to see it live. All the guys in the clubhouse were cheering. It's a great feeling seeing those guys, you know, having their dream come true to be Major League Baseball players, you know, and even the guys through the years that didn't make it to the major leagues. I still keep in touch with a lot of my former players, whether it be a job reference, filling out a form for them, something like that. But all of it, forming a relationship with these players, seeing them have success, you know, at the big league level is awesome.
How big is it, too, for guys to see a guy like Jackson have the success in the big leagues and be in the big leagues where about 6 months ago he was sitting around in this clubhouse playing in a Shuckers uniform?
Yeah, I mean, all the guys in there, they know he's coming in. It's special to watch. I mean, you got to see it live, you know, watch a lot of his games full season last year. But being 20 years old, he's in the big leagues. He's you know, leading off day one, opening day, and I think it was the second youngest brewer, besides under Gary Sheffield, I believe, was the other one. But 20 years old, got a bomb in the big leagues already.
Chad Patrick's getting the start for you tonight. What have you seen through him, a guy new to the organization, new to the Shuckers?
He's another veteran. We got him in a trade, I believe, from Oakland. But been a class act, veteran. On the mound, he's a bulldog. He's going to fill up his own tonight.
One last chance to get things ready for opening day, right?
Oh, yeah. Just getting them tuned up, ready to go. We had another workout tomorrow and be ready for opening day Friday.
Well, Joe, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Back after this in the Shuckers Radio.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's. We're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus. 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for a 6:35 first pitch in the Biloxi Shuckers final tune-up before the regular season gets started on Friday at 6:35 against the Montgomery Biscuits. Shuckers tonight taking on the Pearl River Wildcats out of the junior college ranks. Currently entered today as the fourth-ranked team in Division II of the NJCAA, which is the NCAA, but for two-year institutions across the country. Wildcats entered today 36-5 on the season. Shuckers 0-0, and that's the same record for brand-new Shuckers manager Joe Arold at the AA level. This will be his final tune-up before his AA debut as a manager on Friday night. Time to take a look at today's starting lineups built by Renova Roofing for the Wildcats. Bryce Fowler's in the leadoff spot. Creek Robertson bats in the two-hole. Hollis Porter is in the three spot. He leads the country with 17 homers and a .420 average on the season for the Wildcats. Jeff Ince, the switch hitter, bats fourth. Marshall Phillips is in the five spot. Jonah Costabuas is behind him. And the order rounds out with Alex Wade, Caston Thompson, and Parker Ryan, 7, 8, and 9. For the Shuckers, it is a lineup. One look at it, and it tells you how talented this team is to start the season. The Shuckers lead it off with Eric Brown Jr., one of five top 30 prospects in the Brewers organization on this team. Carlos Rodriguez bats in the two spot. Then Brock Wilkin bats in the three spot. Behind him, good luck to Southerly pitching, trying to pinch this duo. It's Wes Clark, 26 homers a year ago, second most in franchise history, and the most out of any player in the Southern League. Ethan Murray, Ernesto Martinez Jr., Xavier Warren, Lamar Sparks, and Noah Campbell round out the order. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for first pitch. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
And hammers this one to right. Konine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run, and it's 4-0 Biloxi.
The Middlebury dives, grabs it at short, gets to his feet, fires the first in time.
Blood Black slides in the second, and there's 40 stolen bases in 2023.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCS.
Jet round through the throw, home and a hop to Clark, the tag, got him! Oh, what a throw from Sparks!
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
Williams swings and misses! The playoff hopes stay alive for another day! It's a 9-2 Shuckers winner!
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Oh, it's good to be back. Biloxi Shuckers baseball is back on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as they take on the Pearl River Wildcats in the final exhibition game of the 2024 season before they kick off the regular season on Friday night against the Montgomery Biscuits. Javik Blake alongside you. Thanks so much for joining us on your Wednesday night. Shuckers send out the righty Chad Patrick to make his first appearance of the season, first appearance of the exhibition slate, and his first appearance in the Brewers organization. Patrick traded for this past offseason, came over from the A's organization where he spent the back half of last year, originally started it in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. 4-11 with a 5.59 ERA a year ago. 26 starts, career high in 124 innings, 53 walks and 129 strikeouts. Bryce Fowler leads it off for Pearl River. The righty Patrick set and ready to go. Stands in at 6'1", 215 pounds. Native of Plainfield, Indiana. Faces the lefty Fowler. Patrick's first pitch of the night comes home. And misses up and away. Fastball at 93, and we're off and running. 2 minutes early at 6:33 p.m. Central Time. On a picture-perfect night for baseball. 69 degrees and sunny. The pitch. He swings and pops it foul. Out of play on the third base side. And the count quickly runs, so no balls and two strikes. Fowler this year hitting .424 for the Wildcats with an OBP north of 500. The pitch home. He swings and fouls it back. Stays alive. Count goes to 1-2. Patrick's a guy who throws just about everything. Fastball, cutter, sinker, changeup, and a slider. Fastball can get up to 96. The 1-2 pitch. Fowler takes up, and the count evens 2-2. Patrick last year got up to AAA Las Vegas in the A's organization. The 2-2 pitch. Fowler An emergency hat fouls it back to the screen. The count stays at 2-2. Patrick last year, 6 appearances, 5 starts in AAA. 21 of the 26 last year were in AA. The pitch, curveball, wave and a miss. Fowler strikes out, and it brings up the righty, Creek Robertson. That was the cutter from Patrick. Robertson steps in. Wes Corks behind the plate tonight for Biloxi. Looked to be used as more of a starting catcher this year. Caught a little bit last year. Played a lot of first base. Jefferson Caro on the Shuckers roster. Pitch to the right, Robertson. Wave and a miss. And a cutter at 87. And the count goes 2-1. Alrighty, Patrick, first base side of the rubber. Comes home. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 93. And the count goes 2-2. Robertson hitting 314 this year. Patrick the righty. Comes home. This is low. Count goes to 1-2. Miss low with the slider. The slowest of his 5 offerings. Now comes home again. Robertson pops it straight up. Behind home plate and out of play. Cork gives it a look. And drops down behind the third base dugout. Just joining us again. Thanks so much for joining us. Got underway 2 minutes early tonight. A 7-inning scrimmage between these two teams on a beautiful night for baseball. 69 degrees and sunny. Wind blowing out to left field. Not too often that happens here at Shuckers Ballpark. Out to left at 9 miles an hour. The 1-2 pitch. Robertson waves and misses. Back-to-back strikeouts. That time he dots a slider on the outside corner. And quickly, two away for the Division II Junior College home run leader in Hollis Porter. Porter this year, an incredible stat line as he digs in from the left side. Average at 420, OBP at 503, OPS at 1426. The pitch home. Porter takes low when the count goes to 1-0. Two outs, nobody on. We're scoreless in the top of the first inning. Righty Chad Patrick has looked good so far. Back-to-back swinging strikeouts to start off the night. The 1-0 pitch. Wave and a miss. Pitch back on the inside corner with a cutter. And the count evens 1-1. Patrick, no need for the defense so far. The pitch home. Porter takes a backdoor slider on the outside corner. The count goes to 1-2. Pearl River's wearing the cream pants and the black tops. Patrick with the 1-2 pitch. Fastball called, strike 3, 94 on the outside corner. Porter's down and Patrick strikes out the side to start off the night. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Shuckers coming to bat against the Pascagoula native JT Schnorr when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back to the ballpark in Biloxi. Jay McBlake back with you as we get set for the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers up to bat at home for the first time in 2024. It's a 7-inning exhibition game against Pearl River Community College. About an hour 10 north of Biloxi. And the Shuckers will face off against the righty JT Schnorr, 7-2 this year with a 2.66 ERA in 10 starts, 47 innings pitched, 16 walks, 70 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 236 against him. Time to take a look at the Shuckers starting lineup tonight, built by Renova Roofing. Lineup card signed by manager Joe Arolt has Eric Brown Jr. at the top. Carlos Rodriguez, who finished last year at 291 in average, third highest average in the Southern League. He's in the two spot. Brock Wilken bats third. Wes Clark bats fourth. Ethan Murray's behind him. And it's Ernesto Martinez Jr., Xavier Warren, Lamar Sparks, and Noah Campbell to round things out. All nine players played in Biloxi last year. Brown Jr. up for the final week of the season. In from the right side. First pitch. Misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Schnorr grew up not far from where we are at all. Pascagoula, Mississippi. Pitch home. Brown Jr. checks his swing towards the dugout. Everybody scatters. Hitting coach J.J. Reimer able to just get out of the way of it. Ernesto Martinez was there. He is no longer on the side of the dugout towards home plate. He scattered as well. 1-1 pitch. He is a called strike. Inside corner at 89. And the count goes to 1-2. Brown Jr. last year, 258 the average. Split between High A Wisconsin and the final week with Biloxi in Double A. The 1-2 pitch misses low. Parker Ryan, the catcher, blocks it up. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown Jr., very back of the right-handed box. A little bit of a bat waggle above the helmet. 2-2 pitch. Inside, and it gets him right between the shoulder blades. Brown Jr., who stole 38 bases a year ago, gets on as the leadoff man, and it brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez.
Here's the number 10, Carlos Rodriguez.
Rodriguez digs in for the left side. A terrific 2023 campaign in Biloxi. A 291 average to lead the team. Brown Jr. off first. He's off to second. The pitch home. Called a strike. Throw to second. On a bounce, not in time. Brown Jr. puts himself in a scoring position. Count goes to 0-1. Jonah Costabulis is at third. The shortstop is Creek Robertson. Jeff Vince is at second. Hollis Porter is at first. In the outfield from left to right goes Marcia Phillips, Bryce Fowler, and Alex Wade. Brown Jr. off second. Takes a little bit of a bigger lead. Now the pitch. Misses away. The count evens, 1 ball and 1 strike. Schnorr comes set. Check second. Now comes home. Rodriguez swings and spoils it. Foul at the plate. Count goes to 1-2. Schnorr, this year for Pearl River, has been terrific. 2 runs or less in each of his last 5 starts. That's a 1.75 ERA. 1-2 pitch misses away, and the count evens 2-2. But the big thing for Schnorr this year has also been the strikeouts. 70 of them in less than 50 innings. It's real good if you're a reliever. Even better if you're a starter. 2-2 pitch. Curveball misses low. And the count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out. Brown Jr. takes a leadoff second. The pitch home. Brown Jr. off to third. Rodriguez fouls it back and out of play. The count stays full. Meat of this order stands on deck. Brock Wilken, then Wes Clark. Wilken made it up to Double A after less than 50 professional games. He was drafted in the first round last year by the Brewers. Schnorr comes set. Now another 3-2 pitch. Rodriguez again spoils it foul. He's working himself quite a net bat at the moment. The count stays full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. And then behind Wilken, you have Wes Clark. Again, 26 homers a year ago. He's top 5 in minor league baseball in home runs after the All-Star break. And over 15 of them Another 3-2 pitch. Rodriguez checks his swing. And home plate umpire Brian Clark says he goes around. Rodriguez down swinging on a curveball for the first out. Umpiring crew, Brian Quark's behind the plate. Chris Simons is at first, and Terrence Mobley is at third. Up comes the righty, Brock Wilkin. Came up to Biloxi for the final six games of the 2023 season. And impressed from the start. The pitch home. Wilkin waves and misses a long swing. Fastball in the inside corner. Count goes to 0-1. A year ago for Wilkin. Again, this is after he got drafted in July by the Brewers. 278 average, four homers, 23 driven in, but an even more staggering number, a 406 OBP. So not only was there some power in that bat, but also good ability to get on base. The pitch home. Wilkin takes away. Count evens, one ball and one strike. Wilkin rocking the two-tone bat. The 1-1 pitch. He takes off the inside corner and the count goes to 2-1. The pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Chad Patrick struck out the side for Biloxi in the top of the first inning. Eric Brown Jr. at second. Righty Brock Wilkin digs back in against the righty J.C. Schnorr. The pitch. Wilkin takes up and in. And now one out, two on. Up comes the righty West Clark. Here comes Wes Clark, 26 homers a year ago. And a dazzling year with Biloxi. The pitch to him. He swings and clobbers it high in the air out to right. Wade back towards the warning track. Slips on the warning track. Now regains his composure and makes the catch. Brown Jr. tags from second, goes to third. Throws cut off by Robertson in the infield. And Wes Clark got into it, but with the wind blowing straight out to left, batted it down. 96 off the bat. And now two away for Ethan Murray with runners in the corner. One of the big things out of spring training on the Brewers' side was Ethan Murray. Talks a lot about the bat speed work he did in the offseason. The pitch to him. He takes up and away. Count goes to 1-0. 256 a year ago. All of it spent in Biloxi. Six homers, 48 driven in, and a 359 OBP. But had some loud contact today during batting practice. The pitch. Murray swings and bloops it out to right. Wade charges in and over to right center. Makes the catch and finishes out a scoreless bottom of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on. We enter the second. We're scoreless. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville, and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Welcome back to Biloxi. We're off to the top of the second inning. Scoreless Shuckers and the Pearl River Wildcats. Let's have an inning exhibition game before the real season gets underway on Friday. Righty Chad Patrick out for a second inning of work and faces the switch hitter Jeff Ince from the left side. First pitch, Ince takes a strike on the outside corner. And we're off and running in the second. Patrick in the first was dominant. Three strikeouts, two on the cutter. Long wait for Patrick. Now the 0-1 pitch. Curveball. Hammered out towards center. Rodriguez came in on it. Now has to go out towards the 400 sign in center. Reaches up with a bright teal mitt. And makes the catch for Tyler Zintz for the first down. Shuckers have two up in the bullpen. Nate Peterson, the lefty up. And Justin Yeager, the righty up. Yeager excited to be back in Biloxi. Was hampered by injuries last year. Only made three appearances, went on the IL, came back, made one appearance, and then missed the rest of the year. Righty Marshall Phillips is up. The righty Patrick comes home. Phillips swings and hits it on one hop. Brown Jr. to a knee, grabs it, fires the first, it's high, but it helps to have a 6'9" first baseman in Ernesto Martinez Jr. It goes as an E6. Check that, it goes as a base hit. And Marshall Phillips smokes a one-hopper to Brown Jr. Now a man on for Jonar Katsibulis. And Joe Arroyo out of the dugout for Biloxi. Jacker set to go to the bullpen. That was a screaming whiner off Phillips' bat. Arroyo out. Gets the ball from Patrick. And in comes the righty Yeager. We'll take a break when we come back. One out, one on, top of the second inning. Shuckers and Wildcats scoreless. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, official barbershop of Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back to Biloxi, where Justin Yeager gets the ball. Comes in relief for the righty Chad Patrick. That's going to be a theme tonight. We are going to see a lot of arms for Biloxi. Final exhibition game, final spring tune-up before opening day on Friday. The righty Patrick done after five batters. And in comes the righty Justin Yeager to face Jono Katsibulis, the man on first. Yeager comes home. Fastball is a called strike at the knees. And the count goes 0-1. Yeager last year did not see much action at all, hampered due to injuries. The 0-1 pitch, fastball, is a called strike on the outside corner at 91, and the count quickly goes to 0-2. Yeager, though, did get some action in the Arizona Fall League, where he helped the surprise Saguaros get to a title. The 0-2 pitch, Katsibulis takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. Yeager, a year ago, made just three appearances through 2 1/3 innings, did not allow a run. The 1-2 pitch, fouled back by Katsibulis, and we'll do it again. Yeager, the righty, comes set. Now the pitch. Katsibulis spoils an off-speed pitch out of play. Count stays at 1-2. That one fluttered in at 85. Changeup from Yeager. Comes home again with the 1-2 pitch. Katsibulis takes strike three, top of the zone. Beautiful curveball from Yeager. Now two away for the righty, Alex Wade. Wade this year hitting .311 for Pearl River. Nine homers, 29 driven in, and a .417 OBP. Phillips off first, two outs, top of the second inning. Yeager comes home. Spoiled foul. Goes through Cork's legs, and the count goes to 0-1. Phillips short lead off first. Now the pitch. Called strike outside corner. Real tight slider at 85, and the count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Scoreless in the top of the second inning. The pitch home. Runner off to second. Pitch misses up. Corks throwing a hop to second. Murray the tag in time, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no runners left on base. Wes Clark nabs runner to end the inning. And we're scoreless through an inning and a half in Biloxi. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Biloxi. We're off to the top of the second inning. We're off to the bottom of the second inning. Check that. Scoreless between the Biloxi Shuckers and Fort River Wildcats. Thanks so much for joining us on a picture-perfect night for baseball on a Wednesday. Bright blue skies, sun starting to set on the first base side of the ballpark, and a new pitcher in the game for Pearl River, J.T. Schnorr, done after a scoreless inning. And the righty Connor Graham comes in to face the righty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. Martinez Jr. split last year between High A Wisconsin, Double A Biloxi. Hit 261 between the two levels, 12 homers, and 345 OBP. The pitch home. He takes off the inside corner, flies to the backstop, and the count goes to 1-0. Ready, Graham comes set. Now the 1-0 pitch. Martinez takes up, and the count goes to 2-0. Graham this year makes his 10th appearance, 9th in relief. He's got a 4.15 ERA. 2-0 pitch. Martinez swings and hammers it foul. Got just under it. The count goes to 2-1. 8 2/3 innings pitch, 13 walks, and 11 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 172 against it. The 2-1 pitch. Martinez takes the strike of the letters. And the count's even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez quickly steps out, steps back in. Martinez stands in at 6'6", 250 pounds. The 2-2 pitch misses up, and the count goes full. But one of the big things this year, you see Martinez, and he's put on a considerable amount of muscle, which is a terrifying thought considering how hard he hit the ball just a year ago. The 3-2 pitch. Martinez swings and lines it down the left field line and dunks in for a base hit. Phillips over, cuts it off. Martinez Jr. rounds first. The throw towards second on hop the slide. Not in time, and Martinez has a sliding double. Got it off the end of the bat. 84 miles an hour off of it, but just enough to get it over Castabulis at third, and the Shuckers have their first hit of the night. Up comes Xavier Warren. Second time tonight, the Shuckers have had a runner in scoring position. Warren, a switch hitter. The pitch to him. He swings and hits it high in the air out to right center. Fowler, the center fielder, over to right center, under it, and he makes the catch for the first down. Brings up the righty, Lamar Sparks. 253 hitter a year ago. Entire season spent in Biloxi. 9 homers, 47 driven in, a 785 OPS. First season for Sparks back in affiliated ball. Spent some time in the Pioneer League in 2022. The pitch home. Martinez off to third. Curveball misses up. Throwing up to third. Not in time. And Martinez Jr. has a stolen base. Martinez showing off the wheels. Last year at 16 swipes. Has one tonight. The 1-0 pitch. Sparks swings and hits it right to short. Robertson sticks up his glove and catches a wicked liner from Sparks. Two away for Noah Campbell. Off the bat at 97 miles an hour.
Here's my number 14, Noah Campbell.
And now two outs for the switch hitter, Noah Campbell. He was originally listed going into this year as just a left-handed batter. He is now back to switch hitting as he enters the year. The pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Campbell, at the tail end of his time in Biloxi last year, before he got called up to AAA, he exclusively started hitting from the left side. The 1-0 pitch. He takes a strike on the inside corner, fastball at 87, and the count evens 1-1. But Campbell said he got AAA and realized what it's like facing left on left and went for comfortability as a switch hitter from the right side. 1-1 pitch. He waves and misses. 86 on the gun, and the count goes to 1-2. And who can blame him? You're up in AAA. Guys are dotting 96-mile-an-hour sliders from the left side. That is a terrifying thought if you're used to hitting left-handed pitchers from the right side. So he's back to switch hitting this year. 1-2 the count. The pitch home. Curveball. Called strike three. It's 78. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Swap to the third. We're scoreless. Pearl River and Biloxi. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today, by phone or online at hgtms.com. This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today, by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
We're back to Biloxi and off to the top of the third inning. Javik Blake back with you from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Lefty Nate Peterson comes on for Biloxi. Sent to enter his first year at the AA level after spending last season split between Single A Carolina and High A Wisconsin. He faces off against the righty Alex Wade to start things off. Leaves the righty Justin Yeager, who goes two-thirds of an inning. Strikes out one. No hits, no runs, no walks. T.J. Shook getting ready in the Shuckers bullpen. Number seven inning game tonight. Lots of pitchers set to rotate through. Peterson comes home. First pitch is fouled away. And the count goes 0-1. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167. The 0-1 pitch. Wade swings and rolls it right side of the infield. Murray down to a knee at second. Grabs it, fires to Martinez Jr. at first. And Wade is retired for the first down. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Scoreless in the top of the third inning. Lefty Nate Peterson comes home to the lefty Kasten Thompson. And the first pitch is a called strike one in the outside corner. Each team has just one hit tonight. No runs on the scoreboard for either side. The 0-1 delivery. Thompson waves and misses. A nice slider from Peterson. And the count goes to 0-2. Peterson used last year as a starter primarily for Joe Arolt in Wisconsin. Comes home with the 0-2 pitch. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. Peterson, a year ago, 5 starts, 7 relief appearances in Carolina, and then 7 starts, 7 appearances in High A, Wisconsin. The 1-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Slider at 80 miles an hour with 17 inches of run towards that outside corner, and Thompson's retired for the first down. Check that. Retired for the second out. Spring training for everybody. With two away, the lefty Parker Ryan comes up. 5 strikeouts tonight for Shuckers pitching. Ryan up from the left side. 2 outs, nobody on. Scoreless in the top of the third inning. Peterson comes home. Ryan takes a slider low and inside. And the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch misses up and away. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. By the way, fans, you want to join in on the broadcast tonight? You can. Text the booth line open as always. Join the broadcast at 601-514-0776. The 2-0 pitch. Ryan swings and saws it off. Third base side out of play. And the count goes to 2-1. Again, that's 601-514-0776 on the text the booth line. The 2-1 pitch. He swings and clobbers it down the right field line and foul. And the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 99 off the bat from Ryan. And this is a different kind of game for Pearl River. They're used to swinging metal bats throughout the season, but as you've heard throughout the night, everybody is using wood bats. The 2-2 pitch. Ryan waves and misses. Got handcuffed in a 79-mile-an-hour changeup from Peterson. And that ends a 1-2-3 inning from the lefty. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Tap of the order up for Biloxi. When we come back, scoreless through 2.5 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Jacob Mizorowski. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Biloxi, where the righty Eli Waters now in for Pearl River as we head to the bottom of the third inning. David Blake alongside you on a beautiful night for baseball. 69 degrees and sunny. Sun just about set. First base side of the ballpark. The top of the order, two up for Biloxi. The righty Eli Waters again in for Pearl River. He relieves the righty Connor Graham, who stranded Ernesto Martinez Jr. at third in the second. Graham goes an inning, no runs, one hit. As the pitch home to Brown Jr., this is up, and the count goes to 1-0. No walks and one strikeout. Waters, a right-handed arm, stands in at 6 feet tall, 170 pounds from Petal, Mississippi. The pitch to the righty Brown Jr. He takes a strike on the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Brown Jr. got hit right in the middle of the back. First batter in the bottom of the first inning for Biloxi. In the leadoff spot tonight, you have to think this lineup is very similar to what manager Joe Arault will roll out Friday for the opener of the year. Pitch home. Misses away. And the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers face off against the Montgomery Biscuits on Friday in Biloxi. 6:35 first pitch. The 2-1 delivery. Brown Jr. takes inside again. Pearl River is consistently trying to dot that inside corner to Brown Jr. And the count at 3-1 to the former Coastal Carolina Chanticleer. The 3-1 pitch. He swings and fouls it off. First base side out of play. Count goes to 3-2. Waters comes home. Brown Jr. swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 81. Good pitch from Waters. Now one away for the lefty Rodriguez. Waters this year makes his 10th appearance, his 8th one in relief. An ERA of exactly 3 in 18 innings. The pitch home. Rodriguez takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. On the year, Waters, 9 walks and 19 strikeouts. The 1-0 delivery. Rodriguez swings and taps it foul towards the on deck circle. Right by Brock Wilken. Count evens, 1 ball and 1 strike. The 1-1 pitch. Rodriguez takes low and inside, and the count goes to 2-1. It's a very different roster makeup this year for the Shuckers, and the fact that Carlos Rodriguez is one of just 2 players from Venezuela on the initial roster. The 2-1 pitch. Rodriguez swings and hammers it out to left. Phillips over into the gap from left, under it, and he makes the catch for the second out. Just to finish off that thought, Rodriguez at one point was one of 7 different Venezuelans on the roster a year ago. This year, on the opening day roster, it is just Carlos Rodriguez from Valencia and Eduardo Garcia from Duaca. Up comes Brock Wilken. Threw a walk back in the first inning. So we're scoreless in the bottom of the third inning. 2 outs, nobody on. Righty Waters comes home. Wilken takes low. The count goes to 1-0. T.J. Shook continuing to get warm in the bullpen for Biloxi. Have to think it is likely his top of the fourth inning. The 1-0 pitch. Wilken takes curveball off the inside corner. The count goes to 2-0. The pitch. Off the inside corner. Fastball at 89. And the count goes to 3-0. Wes Clark stands on deck. Wilken, 1 pitch away from being walked for the second straight at bat. The 3-0 delivery. He swings and chops it foul. Swinging away at 3-0 towards third base coach Fidel Pena. Makes play and a hop. Pena, part of almost a brand new Shuckers coaching staff this year. Only returners are Will Shearholz and Paul Muller. The 3-1 delivery. Wilken takes low. And now a man on with 2 away for Wes Clark. Wilken draws his 2nd walk of the night. Will Shearholz, Shuckers pitching coach, and Paul Muller, the bullpen coach, the only 2 returners on the uniform coaching staff. Danny Larson, new development coach, J.J. Reimer, back with Biloxi after being here in 2022, but is back this time as the team's hitting coach, Fidel Pena, the bench coach. The pitch home. There's a called strike on the outside corner. Count goes 2-1. And Joe Averill, the new manager. Former Shuckers manager Mike Guerrero promoted this past offseason to the Brewers' roving infield instructor over to first. And Wilken's back in time. And former longtime Shuckers hitting coach, Chucky Caulfield, join the Astros organization. The 0-1 pitch misses up, and the count evens 1-1. Both positions for Guerrero and Caulfield, roving roles. Caulfield, a special assistant in the Astros organization. The 1-1 pitch. Clark takes low, and the count goes to 2-1. Two outs, one on. Scoreless in the bottom of the third inning. The pitch home. Clark takes low and away. Count goes to 3-1. Shuckers do also welcome back 2 familiar faces in the training room. Andrew Staling back for his 2nd year as athletic trainer, and Grant Castellan back for his 3rd season as the team's strength and conditioning specialist. The 3-1 pitch. Clark waves and misses. Took a healthy hack. And an 86-mile-an-hour changeup. And the count goes to 3-2. They're joined by a couple new assistants in that realm. Katie Bowersock, the associate athletic trainer, and Chris Amano, the strength and conditioning associate, joining Grant and Andrew. The 3-2 pitch. Wilkins off. Clark swings and hammers it towards deep center field. Fowler back on it at the warning track towards the wall, and it smacks off the wall. Fowler stumbles for a moment. Phillips all the way over from left grabs it. Clark's in the 2nd. Wilkins home from first, and it is a very loud RBI double from Wes Clark, and it's 1-0 Biloxi. Wilkin was already on the move, which made getting home from first a whole lot easier. And that was loud off Clark's bat, 99 the exit velo. For a man who has put more than a couple out there in the past year in Biloxi, almost got one out over the center field wall. Reddy Murray steps in. Man on second. Two outs. 1-0 Biloxi. The pitch. Murray swings and lines it down the right field line. Wades over it. Curls towards the corner and takes one hop over the wall into the tiki bar. And it's a ground rule double. Clark and Murray trade places. And it's 2-0 Biloxi. Up comes Ernesto Martinez Jr. Murray last year drove in 48. That was loud off the bat. One hop over the 325 sign. Martinez Jr. up from the right side. Runner on second, two outs. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. A slider at 80 miles an hour. Shuckers a year ago certainly knew how to put some power into the baseball, set franchise records in just about every single statistical category. 0-1 pitch. Martinez takes a strike at the letters. A changeup at 73, and the count goes 0-2. Shuckers last year set the franchise record in runs, hits, walks, OBP, slugging percentage, OPS, and average. And a lot of those powerful guys are back. 0-2 pitch. Martinez takes strike three on the outside corner at 88. Waters gets him with a fastball, but not before the Shuckers hit back-to-back doubles to plate two. In the inning, two runs, two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. On to the fourth, TJ Shook into the ballgame when we return. 2-0 Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Peddle, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Welcome back to Biloxi. We're off to the top of the fourth inning, and it's 2-0 Shuckers. Back-to-back RBI doubles from Wes Clark and Ethan Murray set the table in the bottom of the third. And TJ Shook comes out of the bullpen to start off the fourth. First pitch misses up to the lefty Bryce Fowler. Leadoff man in the order for Pearl River. So far, just one hit tonight. Shuckers pitching piled up five strikeouts, first time through the order. The pitch, wave and a miss, hard fastball. And the count evens at 1-1. If you're just joining us, thanks much for joining us. It is a beautiful night for baseball, and it's good to have baseball back on the Mississippi coast. Pitch to Fowler, driven out to center. Rodriguez under it. Takes a couple steps towards right, makes the catch. Retires Fowler for the first out. Tonight's game, a seven-inning exhibition game. Shuckers will play nine and will have it count on Friday. Montgomery Biscuits in town for a short three-game set. Then the Shuckers head out onto the road. Six games against the Mississippi Braves. the final home opener in M-Braves history on Tuesday in Pearl. First pitch to Creek Robertson. He swings and drives it out to right center. Rodriguez hustles over towards the warning track, sticks up his mitt. It deflects off it and hits off the warning track. Robertson in a second. And we'll see whether or not that's an error or a double. And it does go as a double for Robertson. First extra base hit today for Pearl River. The runner in scoring position for the first time tonight. Up comes the lefty Hollis Porter. Shook comes in. Now the pitch. Porter waves and misses. Fastball comes in. Count goes 0-1. Shook a year ago. Split time between the rotation and the bullpen. Almost 50-50. 12 starts, 13 relief appearances, and 97 and a third innings pitch. A 4.62 ERA. The 0-1 delivery. He swings and hits it on one hop to Brown Jr. Plays it nicely off the grass. Fires to Martinez Jr. at first. Robertson moves to third, but a real good job by Brown Jr. to corral that one. And now two away for the switch hitter, Jeff Hintz. Two outs, runner on third, 2-0 Shuckers in the top of the fourth inning. The pitch chops foul first base side, and the count goes 0-1. The 0-1 pitch misses away, and the count evens one ball and one strike. By the way, final line for Nate Peterson. Looked real good in an inning of work. One inning, no runs, no hits, no walks. And piled in two strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch to Ince. He waves and misses. Fastball gets by him. Count goes to 1-2. Ince, a switch hitter up from the left side against the righty Shook. Shook's 1-2 delivery. Fouled off, and we'll do it again. One ball, two strikes, two outs in the top of the fourth inning. It's 2-0 Biloxi. The 1-2 pitch. Fouled off towards the dugout. Couple guys splatter off the railing. Nobody's hurt. It hits off the netting and rolls towards the third baseline, but a couple of different guys quickly scattered away. One of them has taken refuge in the dugout and is not back up on the rail yet. Might just take an extra moment. 1-2 the count with two outs. Shook comes home again. Curveball, chop foul first base side. Ince is working quite the nice AB at the moment. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Shook comes home. Ince waves and misses. 83-mile-an-hour changeup from Shook. That finishes off the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through 3.5. 2-0 Biloxi. Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
We're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise.
doubling in size this past offseason. Make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero, and you are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Jay McBlake back with you. Xavier Warren steps in for Biloxi against a new arm for Pearl River. First pitch to him. This is low and inside, and the count goes to 1-0. It's about the point in time where we're going to start seeing guys rotated throughout the lineup. The pitch home. Misses inside and flies to the backstop. Count goes to 2-0. The righty Carson Fair is in for Pearl River. Relieves Eli Waters after an inning of work. Waters struck out two, but also allowed two runs. The 2-0 pitch. Warren swings and chops it right side of the infield. Ince gets it on the short hop. Flips to Porter at first. And Warren grounds out the second, the first out of the inning. Waters goes an inning, gives up two hits, two runs, both of them earned. One walk and two strikeouts. Lamar Sparks steps in, 0-for-1 tonight, but certainly not his fault. He did everything he could. A hard line out to short back in the second inning. Righty Fair comes home to the righty Sparks. First pitch is a curveball that cuts the inside corner for strike one. The pitch home. Misses low and away. Skips by Ryan off his mask. Count evens, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Misses low. Skips over Ryan Smith. The count goes to 2-1. The pitch home. Curveball. That's the bottom of the zone. The count evens 2-2. Shuckers lead it 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Fair comes home. Sparks waited for a moment, and it's a called strike three. Slider on the outside corner. Now 2 away for Noah Campbell. Shuckers have struck out 5 times tonight as a team. But 3 of the 5 have been looking. Switch hitter Noah Campbell comes up. Campbell 0-for-1 today with a looking strikeout back in the second. The pitch home. He takes low and the count goes to 1-0. Already one change to be made in the lineup. Wes Clark is no longer in the 4 spot. It is instead Andy Yerzy, who slots in behind the plate. The 1-0 delivery. Campbell takes Lemon inside. Count goes to 2-0. Yerzy was in to catch in the top of the inning. One of a couple new players on this team that are also brand new to the Brewers organization. 2-0 delivery. Campbell swings and fouls it off between his legs towards the dugout. 4 different guys reach over the railing trying to grab it. And it's one of the other new guys, Bradley Blaylock, who came over to the Brewers organization last year at the trade deadline from the Red Sox organization. The 2-1 pitch, Campbell takes low, and the count goes to 3-1. Fastball at 92 from Fair. The 3-1 pitch, Campbell swings and chops it foul, and the count's full with 2 away. 2-0 Shuckers in the bottom of the fourth inning. fun night at the yard. Baseball back in Biloxi. General admission senior tonight. It's by ticket. You can sit anywhere. The 3-2 pitch. Campbell waves and misses. Got handcuffed at an 82-mile-an-hour changeup back on the inside corner. And Fair strikes out two in a scoreless inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And we're off to the fifth inning. New pitcher on when we come back. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network. Checkers lead it 2-0.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations, Exit 41 in Woolmarket and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back to Biloxi. We're off to the top of the fifth inning. It's 2-0. Biloxi over Pearl River and the lefty Justin King. Now on for the Shuckers to face the righty Marshall Phillips. King comes home. First pitch of the righty Phillips is popped foul behind home plate and out of play. That goes 0-1. The foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor today at 228-641-9167 or visit them at gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 0-1 pitch, wave and a miss, a long swing. King pounds a fastball in at 94, top of the zone. And the count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch to Phillips, fastball. Called strike three on the outside corner. Yerzy, a good job behind the plate to stick it at 94. And Phillips down with a strikeout. Shuckers get their eighth strikeout of the night. It brings up Jonah Katsibulis. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update for the first time this year. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. First pitch to Katsibulis. Misses low and inside. Yerzy blocks it up. And the count goes to 1-0. Now time to take a look at the Southern League scoreboard. And that has been your Southern League scoreboard. Everybody gets underway on Friday. Rocket City travels up to Kodak to take on Tennessee. The M Braves take on Pensacola. The 1-0 delivery. Popped up, first base side, foul territory. Martinez Jr. over, makes the catch, and quickly two away for King. Brings up the righty Alex Wade. Two outs, nobody on. 2-0 Shuckers in the top of the fifth inning. One other game in action is Chattanooga and Birmingham on Friday. Starts off baseball for 6 out of 7 days for 5.5 months straight for all 8 Southern League teams starting on Friday. The pitch home. Wade waves and misses. Slider at 86, and the count goes to 0-1. To identify pitches for King, it isn't very hard. He has two of them, fastball and a slider. The slider's got some good depth on it. The 0-1 pitch. Wade waves and misses. Another slider. He buries it in the dirt. The count goes to 0-2. Left-handed arm, a native of Whitminster, Alberta, Canada. Throwing to another Canadian behind the plate in Andy Yerzy. The 0-2 pitch. Lifted foul. First base side out of play. And the count stays at 0-2. Yerzy from North York, Ontario, just outside of Toronto. King from Alberta, the western part of Canada. Up in the count, 0-2 against Wade. The pitch. Wade takes low. Yerzy blocks it up. Count goes to 1-2. It's a 7-inning game tonight between these two teams. Already in the top of the 5th inning. The 1-2 pitch. Wade swings and punches it foul onto the sweet level on the first base side. And we'll do it again. King comes set. Now the 1-2 pitch. Misses up and away. And the count evens 2-2. King a year ago, he was with manager Joe Arroyo all season in High A, Wisconsin. 2.93 ERA in 30 2/3 innings. Struck out almost 40% of the batters he faced. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and drifted out towards left. Xavier Warren is in. He makes the catch. And that finishes out the inning. The 1-2-3 inning for the Canadian. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. As we head to the bottom of the 5th inning, 2-0 Biloxi. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Noah Campbell, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bottom five in Biloxi, 2-0. Shuckers lead Pearl River. Eric Brown Jr. back up at the top of the order and faces the righty, Dylan Wallace. First pitch, Brown Jr. fouls it straight back towards the booth, and it drops down under towards the new Shuckers shout.
Your branch of Medicare's top last doctor, 228-641-9167.
0-1 the count to Brown Jr. He's 0-1 today. Was hit by a pitch in the first, struck out in the third. Pitch. He swings and chops it back up the middle, little half swing. Robertson over from short, grabs it, fires to first, and it's in time. Brown Jr. retired, one away. Carlos Rodriguez is out, new pinch hitter in. It is Eduardo Garcia. Garcia, right-handed bat. The first pitch misses way inside. He ducks out of the way. The count goes to 1-0. By the way, the final line for the righty, Carson Fair. One inning. No hits, no runs, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. An impressive inning for the righty. Pitch to Garcia misses low and bounces into Ryan's mitt. The count goes to 2 balls and no strikes.
And that is number 12, Garcia.
Garcia set to make his Double-A debut. 2-0 pitch. He swings and pops it foul First base side out of play. Drops down into the crowd, and the count goes to 2-1. Garcia last year, 80 games in high A with Wisconsin. A 208 average and a 605 OPS. That was as an infielder. The 2-1 delivery. He swings and drives it towards center field. Fowler's in, and Garcia has a base hit. He's on with a single, and it brings up Brock Wilken.
Here's third baseman number 25, Brock Wilken.
Little bleeder for Garcia gets him on. And 10 stolen bases a year ago in high A. And up comes Wilken from the left side. The pitch home. Garcia bluffs a steal, and the pitch misses low. Count goes to 1-0. Wilken has yet to record an at-bat tonight. He's 0-for-0 with two walks. Garcia off first. 2-0 Shuckers, last of the fifth inning. Check back to first. Garcia lunges back in. The pitch. Wilken swings. Hammers it to deep left. This one's gone. Off the pole. It's 4-0 as Brock Wilken lifts one out of the yard. Wilken touches home. He got an 85-mile-an-hour changeup, was way ahead of it, and clobbered it 99 off the bat, 349 feet, and Brock Wilken picking up right where he left off a year ago in Biloxi. He's been up three times, two walks and a homer, and it's 4-0 Biloxi.
Seven, number five,
left-handed hitting Andy Yerzy steps in. Came in for Wes Clark. The pitch home. Yerzy takes a curveball away, and the count goes to 1-0. Yerzy signed with the Brewers this past offseason. Split last year between a couple of different places. 1-0 pitch. Yerzy swings and chops it right side of the infield. Hollis Porter, the first baseman, grabs it, touches first, and retires Yerzy for the second out. Just to finish up that note on Yerzy. Yerzy last year spent the early part of the year in the Reds organization. Actually played against the Checkers and was behind the plate for a couple of games last year when Chattanooga was in Biloxi. Also spent some time in AAA and then a short stint with the Kansas City Monarchs in the American Association in independent ball. Ethan Murray done for the night. Freddie Zamora now up. The pitch is a changeup and a called strike one. This is when manager Joe Arold is going to start to turn the lineup over. 0-1 pitch. Misses low. And the count evens 1-1. Murray ends his night 1-for-2 with an RBI double. The pitch. Misses low. And the count goes to 2-1. Zamora back in Biloxi after spending the entirety of last year in a Shuckers uniform where he hit 255. Seven homers and 17 stolen bases. The 2-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. A diving curveball. Count evens 2-2. Shuckers lead it 4-0 thanks to a Brock Wilken homer just a moment ago. The righty Wallace comes home. Zamora takes away, and the count goes to 3-2. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Now the pitch. Zamora swings and bloops it out towards center. Fowler, the center fielder, a long way to go. Charges in, slides to his knees. It deflects off his glove and rolls back towards the infield. Zamora stays at first. Deflection probably cost him a chance to go to second. It does go as a base hit. And Ernesto Martinez Jr. steps in. Martinez Jr., 1-for-2 today with a double and a strikeout. Now Ernesto Martinez calls time for a moment. Looks like he might have lost something. And it is a chain broke. The necklace he usually wears is snapped off. It was laying next to him in the right-handed batter's box. He picks it up and puts the remnants of it in the back pocket and then picks up one more piece to make sure it's all good. Probably destined for some jewelry shop in Biloxi to get fixed up before Friday's opener. The pitch to him. He swings and clobbers it to center. Fowler over, under it, and he makes the catch to end the inning. But the Shuckers get two more. That one was off Martinez's bat, by the way, at 106 miles an hour. Biloxi, though, scores two. Two runs, three hits, no errors, one runner left on base, and a two-run homer for Brock Wilkin. We're into the sixth. It's 4-0 Biloxi. This is Biloxi Shuckers baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, Senior Primary Care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
G'day, it's Josh Spence, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
First pitch of the inning from Sam Gardner is popped up on the infield, and Ernesto Martinez Jr. comes down with it. One away, as Caleb Diaz, the pinch hitter, is retired and brings up Parker Ryan. Welcome back to Biloxi, top of the sixth inning. Shuckers lead it 4-0. Padded two to the lead thanks to a two-run homer from Brock Wilkin in the bottom of the fifth inning. Ready, Sam Gardner faces the new pinch hitter, Logan Terry. First pitch is a curveball that misses up. And the count goes to 1-0. Gardner a year ago was terrific. 59 strikeouts in 44 and two-thirds innings. And a 2.22 ERA. The pitch fouled back. And the count evens at one ball and one strike. New catcher behind the plate as well. It is a rotating cycle of players throughout this exhibition game. Just seven innings. We're already in the sixth. Darian Miller behind home plate. The 1-1 pitch. Misses up, and the count goes to 2-1. Couple of defensive changes. Eduardo Garcia is now in center, and Freddy Zamora is now at second. The 2-1 delivery. Curveball dots the outside corner, and the count evens 2-2. One of the big things tonight is Shuckers pitching has been good, but they haven't walked anybody. It's an important thing heading into the season. The 2-2 delivery. Terry waves and misses at a curveball. Real good pitch from Gardner. Now two away for the top of the order, and Bryce Fowler. Two outs, nobody on in the top of the sixth inning. It's 4-0 Biloxi. The pitch home to Fowler. Misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Gardner comes in for the lefty, Justin King, who's done after an inning of work. 1-2-3, and a strikeout. The 1-0 pitch. Misses up, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 delivery. Punched, third base side. Wilkin in on it, makes the snag right next to the foul line and finishes off a 1-2-3 sixth inning from Sam Gardner. A quick inning from Gardner. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We ended the last of the sixth inning. Checkers 4, Wildcats nothing on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Austin Tomasini comes in for the Wildcats. We're in the last of the sixth inning. 4-0 Shuckers. Tomasini faces Xavier Warren. First pitch to him. This is up and away. Warren, a switch hitter in the left-handed box. Count goes to 1-0. The Randy Tomasini comes home. Warren swings and pops it foul out of play behind home plate. Count evens at 1-1. Welcome you back inside our broadcast here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. The 1-1 pitch, wave and a miss and a curveball. The count goes to 1-2. Make sure to stay tuned after the game for the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. David Blackwell be on field for postgame interview. We'll get you set for opening day. The 1-2 pitch, Warren waves and misses. Trying to time up a slow sweeper at 81. And Warren's down on strikes for the first down. One away, Lamar Sparks comes up. By the way, the final line on Dylan Wallace, who threw last inning. He goes an inning, gives up three hits, two runs, both of them earned. No walks, no strikeouts. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Sparks is 0-2 today. Struck out looking on a slider back in the fourth inning against the righty Kirsten Fair. The pitch misses up and away. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. It's a seven-inning exhibition game tonight. Just one inning left after this one. The 2-0 delivery. Sparks takes Lumen inside. Count goes to 3-0. Now, because this is an exhibition game, there is no telling whether or not we'll play the bottom of the seventh inning. Pearl River would like to get some more work with their arms, and the Shuckers need a couple more at-bats. We'll play the bottom of the seventh. If not, then after the top of the seventh, the Shuckers are winning. That will be the end. Russell Smith warming up in the bullpen, and the 3-0 pitch comes home. Sparks swings and smashes it foul. Out of play on the first base side, and the count goes to 3-1. The pitch misses low, and Sparks works a five-pitch walk. Brings up the switch hitter, Noah Campbell.
Here's my new number 14, Noah Campbell.
Campbell started the day as the left fielder, has now moved into the DH spot. No roster rules or lineup rules apply for an exhibition game. Kind of do and see as you play fit. Campbell 0 for 2 tonight, 2 strikeouts. The pitch misses inside, throw to second. Sparks is off, not in time. And Sparks has a stolen base.
Good bet.
Quite a bit last year, 19 stolen bases a year ago. Helped the Shuckers to a franchise record, 214 last year. One of just a handful of Southern League teams to do so since the start of 1980, almost 45 years ago. 1-0 the count to the switch hitter Campbell from the left side. The pitch, he swings and touches it foul. Third base side out of play, and the count evens 1-1. Foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor, whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage. Call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Campbell waves and misses. Back foot sweeper at 81, and the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Bottom of the sixth inning, it's 4-0 Biloxi. The pitch, Campbell swings and pops it up. Out towards short left, Robertson the shortstop out with Katsiboulos. And he calls off Katsiboulos. Robertson the shortstop makes the catch. Two away for Eric Brown Jr. at the top of the order. Lamar Sparks at second. Brown Jr. 0 for 2 tonight. Reached base in the first when he was hit by a pitch. The pitch home. He swings and chops it foul. Third base side, and the count goes 0-1. Games will count for real on Friday. Shuckers against the Montgomery Biscuits, 6:35 p.m. first pitch. Starters likely to be named either after tonight's game or early tomorrow. The 0-1 delivery. Brown Jr. takes a strike of the knees. Change up at 80 miles an hour, and the count goes 0-2. If you haven't got your tickets yet, make sure to head to BiloxiShuckers.com. They're going fast. Shuckers, a chance to show off their brand-new renovations and brand-new ball club. The 0-2 delivery takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. The brand-new Splash Zone, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping, the new beach and boardwalk area in Wright, and one of the newest and hottest attractions in the ballpark, the brand-new Tiki Bar. The 1-2 pitch. Brown Jr. swings and nubs it first base side. Hollis Porter in, snags it quickly, gets back to the bag. Beats Brown Jr. by a half step to finish out the last of the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Off to the top of the seventh inning. Russell Smith in and a 4-0 Shuckers lead on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's. We're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tongue, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Into the top of the seventh inning. Final inning scheduled, and the Shuckers lead it 4-0. But Caleb Bowman is warming up in the Shuckers bullpen. It is an exhibition game, so who knows how many innings we're going to play. Thanks so much for joining us for as long as we're going to play baseball the rest of tonight. Creek Robertson is up for Pearl River. The first pitch from Russell Smith misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. It could also be a situation where Caleb Bowman will throw to Shuckers hitters in the bottom of the inning with Pearl River playing the field. The 1-0 delivery. Robertson fouls it back to the screen. You hear that thud against the backstop. Count evens 1-1. Robertson is 1-for-2 tonight with a double. A loud double towards the wall in right center. Smith, the lefty, comes set. Now the pitch is a called strike at the knees. Dotson, a slow slider at 81, and the count goes to 1-2. Smith, a year ago, 27 relief appearances, two starts between High A Wisconsin and Double A Biloxi. 4.80 ERA in just over 50 innings. The 1-2 pitch, wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 90 miles an hour. Robertson's down for the first down. And one away for Hollis Porter.
First Hollis Porter.
It was the back half of Smith's time in Biloxi that things really started to get put together for the former TCU Horned Frog. Lefty Hollis Porter up. The pitch home. Porter takes up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Smith last year, for his final 13 appearances, went 17 and a third inning, struck out 23, and had a 1.56 ERA. The 1-0 pitch, Porter fouls it back to the screen. The count evens 1-1. And not only was the ERA almost under a run and a half, it was also a batting average for opponents of 197. Smith comes set. Now the 1-1 pitch to Porter. Slider misses up and in. The count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch misses up and flies the backstop. Count goes to 3-1. One out, nobody on, top of the seventh inning. The 3-1 pitch, wave and a miss. Fastball on the outside corner at 89. The count goes full with 3-2. The pitch home. Hammered foul. Out of play in the third base side, and the count stays at 3-2. Another 3-2 pitch, driven out to right. Sparks back on it, turns around, sticks up his mitt, makes the catch chest high. Bit of an adventure for Sparks in right. Able to haul it in. He thought it was going to carry a little bit further than it did. Able to make a real nice catch. It brings up Keaton Geiger with two outs. Manager Joe Arol makes the call to the bullpen. Caleb Bowman in Russell Smith's night is done. And with two outs in the top of the seventh, the Shuckers make a pitching change. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Checkers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Checkers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back to Biloxi, top of the seventh inning. It's 4-0 Checkers over Pearl River. It is scheduled to be a seven-inning game. And the righty, Caleb Bowman, comes on. His first pitch is popped foul behind home plate and out of play to the righty. Check that, the lefty, Keegan Geiger. Working back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. The 0-1 pitch. Tipped foul in and out of Darian Miller's glove behind the plate. The count goes to 0-2. Everybody getting a little bit of action tonight for the Shuckers bullpen. We've seen 8 of the 16 pitchers on the roster throughout the last couple of innings. The 0-2 pitch driven out towards deep center field. Garcia back on it, stands under it, makes the catch, and the Shuckers finish off the exhibition slate with a 4-0 win over the Pearl River Wildcats. Now we will see if this is the end of the game or if we are going to see the bottom of the seventh inning. A pitcher is running in for the bullpen for Pearl River, which can only mean one thing. More baseball. Checkers have already won it. We're going to play the bottom of the seventh inning when we return. A 4-0 Checkers win. A little extra baseball on a Wednesday night after this. The Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
We play on in Biloxi. It's 4-0 Checkers. They have already won the game. They're going to be playing in the bottom of the seventh inning, and the first pitch misses away to the righty Eduardo Garcia from the righty A.J. Hansen, who now comes in for Pearl River. It is a, well, now the pitch home quickly misses away. Count goes to 2-0. It was originally scheduled to be a seven-inning game. Shuckers are winning after the end of six and a half. A.J. Hansen getting some work in. The pitch to Garcia. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. Hansen comes in for Austin Tomasini, who goes a scoreless inning, walks one and strikes out one. Gives up no hits. The 3-0 pitch, Garcia takes away. And Garcia reaches with a walk. Brings up the righty, Brock Wilkin. Wilkin, last time up, slammed one off the pole about halfway up and left. 99 off the bat, 349 feet. For a guy who will be looking to do a lot of damage this year with the Shuckers. Two homers in just six games at the AA level last year. The pitch home. He takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Wilkin takes up and away, and the count goes to 2-0. Hansen has been nothing short of terrific for Pearl River this year. A 0.42 ERA in 12 appearances. He's allowed one earned run in 21 and a third innings. The 2-0 pitch. Wilkin swings and pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. Count goes to 2-1. Foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 2-1 delivery. Wilkin takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 3-1. Garcia off first. It's 4-0 Shuckers in the bottom of the seventh. Now the pitch. Wilkin takes a strike down the middle. The count goes full. Fastball at 87 from Hansen. Now the pitch, Garcia's off. Wilkin swings and lifts it into left center, down for a base hit. Garcia touches second and speeds towards third. Fowler, the center fielder, picks it up and fires it in. Brock Wilkin, a scorching start. He's 2-for-2 with two walks, a homer, and a single. Now runners on the corner for Darian Miller. Miller gets his first at-bat of the night. He relieved Andy Yerzy, who went 0-for-1. Two on, nobody out. 4-0 Shuckers. The pitch. Miller takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Miller last year hit .228 throughout the season, .336 OBP, 7 homers, 47 driven in. The 1-0 delivery. Miller takes up and away. Count goes to 2-0. Miller spent all of last year in High A, Wisconsin. The 2-0 delivery. Miller swings and rolls it on the ground, right side of the infield. Inns bobbles it, now grabs it at second, fires to first in time. Miller's retired, but Garcia comes home, looking to second, and it's 5-0 Biloxi. Brings up the righty, Freddy Zamora. Miller drives in the run. Now Wilkin at second with one away. Zamora singled back in the fifth inning. Righty Hansen comes set. Now the pitch. He swings and rolls it hard to second. Ince has it, fires to first. Wilkin moves to third. Zamora's retired. Now two away for Ernesto Martinez Jr. Martinez Jr. is 1-for-3 tonight. The last time up, he scorched one at 106 miles an hour right at center fielder Bryce Fowler. The pitch home. Martinez takes low. It gets by the catcher, and in comes Wilkin. He makes it 6-0. That got by Terry. a wild pitch. Shuckers played two in the inning. They've scored two every other inning starting in the third. Two in the third, two in the fifth, two here in the seventh. The pitch home. Martinez Jr. takes a strike on the outside corner. Count evens one and one. The pitch. Curveball called a strike on the outside corner. And Martinez Jr. down to the count. One ball and two strikes. The pitch. Checks his swing. Checked to the third base umpire. He does not go. And the count evens two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning. The pitch home. Martinez Jr. swings and pops it up. Third base side foul territory. Katsopoulos is over, but it drops down out of play. Count stays at 2-2. If you've joined us throughout the night, thanks much for joining us. Hope you're as excited as we are for Friday night. Checkers opening day, 6:35 first pitch. Should be a lot of fun. 2-2 delivery. Slice foul off the top of the netting. Count stays at 2-2. Pre-game party at Fly Llama Brewery. That's just across the street from the ballpark. A walk over to the game. And then after, head over to Ground Zero Blues Club. Official post-game hangout. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. 2-2 pitch misses up. And the count goes full. Three balls and two strikes. It is set to be a magical day of baseball. Events in and around the ballpark throughout the day. And then Shuckers and Biscuits. 3-2 pitch. Third ball misses away. Martinez Jr. works a walk. Brings up Xavier Warren. Shuckers Biscuits, 6:35 on Friday night. First of a three-game set, 6:05 on Saturday, and then 1:05 on Sunday. Tickets for all three games available at BiloxiShuckers.com. Get your schedule magnet on opening night presented by WLX. Come to the game, figure out when everyone is for the rest of the year. Put it on the fridge. Pitch home. He has a called strike on the outside corner. Count goes 2-1. 86 miles an hour from the righty Hanson. Or any other magnetic surface. The 0-1 delivery misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Be sure to stay tuned to the Biloxi Shuckers social media accounts for your starting pitching matchup, which should be announced tomorrow morning. The 1-1 pitch, Warren takes up and away, and the count goes to two balls and a strike. Tonight, the final warm-up and the only exhibition game the Shuckers play here in Biloxi. 2-1, the count with two outs, last of the seventh. 6-0 Shuckers. The pitch. Warren tags it foul behind home plate. Count evens 2-2. Warren's 0-3 tonight. Strikeout, ground out, and a fly out to center. The 2-2 pitch misses away, and the count goes to three balls and two strikes with two outs. Martinez Jr. at first will be off with the pitch. Hanson comes home. Martinez Jr. is off. Warren swings and clobbers it to right. Wade back, and it's off the very top of the wall. Martinez Jr. hustles into third, turns the corner, and comes home. Geiger fires in, and it's cut off by Porter in the middle of the infield. An RBI double from Warren off the top of the wall in right center. Makes it 7-0 Biloxi. Three runs here in the last of the seventh. That was off the bat at 100 miles an hour for Warren. We had a scorching hot end of the year. And over 300 in a Shuckers uniform after the All-Star break. Lamar Sparks steps in. He's 0-2 today with a walk. Righty Hanson comes home. Fastball. He has a called strike at the top of the zone. The pitch home. Sparks takes a curveball up and in. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Sparks swings and spoils it foul. Off the overhang on the first base side, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Sparks waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone, and that does it. The Shuckers get three runs in the bottom of the seventh and win it 7-0 over Pearl River. Next time they count for real. In the bottom of the seventh, three runs on two hits. No errors and one runner left on base. Shuckers tonight, seven runs on eight hits with no errors for Pearl River. No runs on two hits with no errors. Next time up, it counts for real. Biloxi Shuckers Montgomery Biscuits, Friday night, 6:35 p.m. as the Shuckers get set for their ninth season on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. It's the managerial debut for manager Joe Arolts. The Biscuits just kind of Shuckers into the season. Biscuits in town last season to end the year. They start the season in Biloxi. And the Shuckers, a team with 18 returners, set to keep the momentum rolling after a couple of big-time innings tonight. Three innings with multiple runs. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for today's post-game interview. David Blackwell will be joined by Pearl River head coach Michael Avalon on the field. This is Biloxi Shuckers baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. And in a moment, the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Again, the Shuckers win it 7-0 here on a Wednesday night. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens, named after the fun-loving.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi. Javik Blake back with you as we get started with the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Shuckers win it 7-0 over Pearl River in the team's only exhibition game of the season. And Michael Avalon, head coach of Pearl River, down with David Blake.
Coach Avalon, head coach of Pearl River Wildcats. Coach, I played a great game, kept it real competitive. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a lot of you guys. Tell us about how you approached tonight, how you came out kind of focused to play.
Just to appreciate the opportunity and be thankful. And, you know, this is a dream come true for these guys. They get to play professional baseball tonight. We get to play against professionals. So told them to make them, you know, the most of it. Don't try to do too much. That's where they make the mistake, and understandably. But it's just so much fun for these guys. And, again, this is what you dream of as a young boy. And so we got to live out our dreams tonight and play professional baseball. It's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. How about the crowd, man? Y'all had some great support here tonight.
Well, that's what you see about Pearl River. It's a special place with special people, and they travel and they support us. Starts with our administration at the top, and you know, we're thankful for that. It just means so much to these guys, and that's one thing about Pearl River. It's just I can't say enough about the people that support us, and you know, it's just a really special place.
Yes, sir. Hey, listen. Usually, this is where a
player doing the post-game interview gets dumped with Powerade. I think you're going to avoid that tonight. But, hey, we appreciate y'all. We're glad to have y'all. Thanks, sir. Go Shuckers.
A lot of fun here at the ballpark tonight. Shuckers against Pearl River Community College. Both teams taking a picture together on the field post-game. And a bunch of real happy Wildcats able to play against professional players as a team that has won 23 consecutive games and is ranked fourth in the country out of all junior college Division II teams in America. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for the Ground Zero Blues Club post-game show. A lot to get to, and then time to look ahead to Friday. Season opener, Shuckers Biscuits at 6:35. Back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Alexi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve-level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club post-game show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome back to Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network as we welcome you inside the Ground Zero Blues Club post-game show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Javik Blake alongside you. Mind you, Ground Zero Blues Club, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Visit them today at groundzerobluesclubbiloxi.com. Shuckers win it 7-0 tonight. 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Pearl River, no runs, 2 hits, and no errors. Tonight's winning pitcher, Justin Yeager, 1-0 in the exhibition slate. Next time, they'll count for real. He went 2/3 of an inning and scoreless as Eli Waters the loss. He gave up 2 runs in an inning of work. But a lot of credit to this Pearl River coaching staff and this Pearl River lineup, Pearl River pitching staff, as well. Not only did they tally 2 hits against the Shuckers, but as a pitching staff, they piled together 8 strikeouts against a double-A lineup. And it wouldn't be surprising if this is the same lineup the Shuckers roll out for opening day on Friday. Shuckers use 8 different pitchers to shut out the Wildcats. They give up just 2 hits, and most importantly, they do not walk anybody. Chad Patrick came on to start, struck out 3. Nate Peterson piled in 2 strikeouts. When it's all said and done, the Shuckers ended up striking out 10 Wildcats over 7 innings as the Shuckers will take on Montgomery Biscuits on Friday. Other notables from the game tonight, Shuckers with 8 hits, including a handful of extra base hits. 5 extra base hits. Check that as a team tonight. 4 doubles, including 1 from Wes Clark, another from Ethan Murray, Ernesto Martinez Jr., and Xavier Warren, and a big-time 2-run home run from Brock Wilkin. Wilkin ends the day 2-for-2 with a homer, single, and 2 walks as the Shuckers again win 7-0 over the Pearl River Wildcats. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap everything up and take a look ahead to Friday. It counts for real. Shuckers Biscuits, 6:35 p.m. We'll get you set for the opener after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. This is Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with 2 locations. Exit 41 in Wall Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49 Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi. David Blake alongside you as we wrap up a 7-0 win for the Shuckers over the Pearl River Wildcats. 7 runs, 8 hits, and no errors for Biloxi. No runs, 2 hits, and no errors for Pearl River. Justin Yeager, the win. EY Waters, the loss. But everything gets wiped clean. Friday night, opening day for the Biloxi Shuckers. 6:35 p.m. first pitch as the Shuckers will take on the Montgomery Biscuits, AA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays, to kick off the team's 9th season on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. It is also the managerial debut at the AA level for Joe Aral, who was named the 3rd manager in Shuckers franchise history this past offseason. David Blake alongside you. 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors again for Biloxi, highlighted by a 2-for-2 day, 2 walks, a 2-run homer, and a single for Brock Wilkin, picked up right where he left off for the Shuckers. Elsewhere in the lineup, Ethan Murray, Freddie Zamora, both with hits. Wes Clark, a loud double off the top of the center field wall to bring in a run in the 3rd. And Xavier Warren misses out on a homer to right by maybe 6 inches. 100 off the bat, smashed it off the very top of the right center field wall to help win a run for the Shuckers in the 7th inning. But Friday again, Shuckers, Biscuits, it counts for real. Spring training over, exhibition slate over. Shuckers set to go on Friday, 6:35 first pitch. It's a 3-game set for the Shuckers and the Biscuits. The Shuckers play just 9 home games in the month of April. Great opportunity to enjoy what should be an incredible day at the ballpark. Fly Llama Brewing, part of a pregame celebration. There will be a parade to the ballpark afterwards. Before the game, you can also enjoy Shuckers Plaza, which will be open and new, which will have food and beverage options, a retail kiosk, all before gates open. It'll be open at least 90 minutes before gates open. Gates open at 5:30, which means starting at 4. You can start your day earlier. Fly Llama, head over to the ballpark, get set, get ready. Shuckers then have the gates open at 5:30. You can enjoy the brand new tiki bar, the brand new boardwalk, and you can check out the brand new Schooner Splash Zone presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping, which, once the weather warms up, should be a little bit chilly on Friday, will be ready to go when the weather starts to get warm here in Biloxi. It starts for real on Friday. Shuckers Biscuit, 6:35 p.m. You're catching us on the radio side, cruising 100.9 FM, 1240 a.m. We'll be on the air first pitch at 6:35, pregame at 6:15. Shuckers and Biscuit, 6:35. For opening day. That'll do it for us tonight. Shuckers take down Pearl River 7-0 in the exhibition game. Next up, opening day. For all of us here at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Javik Blake saying so long. Shuckers win it 7-0. We'll talk to you Friday, 6:15 pregame, 6:35 first pitch. Shuckers baseball is back. Have a great one, folks. We'll talk to you Friday.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.